Look, I think it's very difficult for young people when they're in sort of year 10 or year 11. They've got ideas and aspirations about where they want to go, but it's about making that connect between their school careers and their obvious their career. And today we're meeting very inspiring men within particular careers within this area, and the young people hopefully will be connect with them, network up and get some inspiration to move forward.
What kind of older men are here today, men who can inspire the younger men who are here?
Well, we've got it from a variety of different careers. We've got police, we've got plumbers, we have people involved in accountancy and a variety of other careers. But it's more about taking young people from their education stream and moving them into their careers. It doesn't really matter what career they're from. It's more about telling young people about how you make your dreams come to reality. It's about working hard, it's about networking, it's about, you know, going that extra yard to kind of, you know, make things happen.
How do you think we can inspire young people, young men and young women, who are feeling a bit uninspired about their career choices?
I know it's a cliche, but it takes a village to educate a child. I think it's about that each of us take a bit of a responsibility to see a young person and to say, I can make a difference in that person's life. And it might be in the work situation, you see a younger person that's just joined up, that you take them aside and saying, look, mate, you know, we do it this way. Or, look, mate, have you thought about doing it this? Or even in your social lives, within particular careers and clubs, whether they be sporting or whatever, that you take a young person and perhaps have a little bit of a talk to them. You know, it means a great deal for a young person to be given the respect of an older person and shown a little bit about the way of the world. It's not about teachers doing it. It's not about even shires doing it. It's about all of us being part of the education of our young people.
What job would you like to get when you finish school?
Be a mechanic. It looks easy job.
Oh, I'd love to be a personal trainer at like a footy club or some sort of sporting club like that.
I'm not perfectly sure, but I have two options. I'd like to be a DJ or a restaurant employee.
I wouldn't mind getting into engineering. Good money in it. Wouldn't mind being a fitter.
Maybe plastering.
Animation, because I'm creative and I'm good at art.
I'm not really sure. Maybe we had to find out today.
I'm Pilot Officer Alex Evans, and I'm my trainee pilot in the RAF.
You're at the Inspiring Young Men event today. Why are you here?
Basically, we got a bit of correspondence through from the organisers of the event, asking for any personnel, basically, on the base to come down and have a interaction with the guys down here, and basically give them some information on what we do and how you'd get into a career in the RAF. In there was a specific request for a pilot, so as a new trainee pilot, they figured I'd be a good one to come down here, and I can sort of let the guys know about my experiences recently in going through the training system.
Were there many young guys interested in a career in the RAF?
I've spoken to a couple that would like to be pilots. Whether or not that's in the military or not is for them to decide a bit later when they've got more information than what they have now. But certainly, I've informed them that military is a pretty good option for that sort of career at the moment. Global economic downturn and all that sort of stuff means that civil aviation's struggling a little bit. And certainly to start a career as a pilot, the best way is the military at the moment, certainly.
When you were young and you were considering your career options, were you inspired about your choices?
As a kid, I strangely always wanted to be an insurance salesman. That's what my granddad did, and he was probably one of the ones that I spent most of my time with. My father was a pilot in the military, so he was always away, so I spent most of my time with my granddad and wanted to be an insurance salesman following on from that. But got a bit older and sort of went, working as an insurance salesman's a bit hard. I don't think I'd want to do that for the rest of my life. So I sort of ended up following my dad's footsteps and becoming a pilot, and it's certainly a very rewarding and enjoyable career.
Do you think lots of young guys want exciting careers, like they want to do things with their hands or be out in nature?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially speaking to these guys here, a lot of what their experiences are so far tend to mould what they want to do in the future. I've noticed a few of these kids are off farms and all that sort of stuff, and they sort of tend to want to get into that, either machinery or farming, whether they become a mechanic or go work out on the rigs off the coast. It certainly seems to be that that's the sort of thing they want to do, depending on what they've seen so far. So, I mean, an event like this is absolutely brilliant because it brings in other sort of career options, and they can get a bit of information on what that might be, and hey, it might change their path and they could end up being a pilot or an engineer or an electrician, any one of those other jobs that are sitting up there in that room.